Yes, I know. It is Friday. It's the end of the week. The weekend is coming. It's time to get fucked up tonight. It's time to have a good time. It's time to party. It's time to live it up. Yes, it's time to do all that. Only if you're at where you want to be at in life. Sometimes we take life for granted. We let ourselves get intoxicated with the poisons of the world to be unappreciative at moments that we should be thankful for. You know, being able to go out and enjoy a good time with your friends and the people you love. You know, knowing your limit. Knowing when to stop, because you're getting to a point that you're going to start acting a fool. It's like, in moments, one action could change our life. One mistake, one too many drinks, one bad decision. You know, even though today is Friday, the end of the week, and enjoying that you that you made it to the end of the week and made it through work. You know, it's payday. Some of y'all might have got paid yesterday. Some of y'all got paid today. Some of y'all ain't getting paid until next week. You know, and you want to live a little bit. That's cool and all. Live. You know, enjoy life. Have a good time. Be blessed. You feel me? Spread love. But you know, don't get out of hand. Don't overly have fun. And I know you probably like, what you mean? Like, you know your limit. Know your line. You feel me? There's a certain line that should never be crossed. And even when you're intoxicated and you're not sure, and you're all fucked up, you're having a good time, there's still a certain line that shouldn't be crossed. You feel me? That's why I say you gotta know your limits. Because every action has a consequence. And every consequence ain't a good consequence. So, you know, you gotta think. I really want you to sit there and think and understand that, yes, it is Friday. Yes, it's the beginning of the weekend. Yes, if you're working a 9-to-5, this is your time to unwind. But, you know, if you're working at 9-to-5 and you're still unhappy, you feel like you're not there yet. You feel me? This ain't the time to party. This ain't the time to have a good time. This ain't the time to, you know, unwind. This is the time to, you know, buckle down and move forward. You gotta think like a gladiator, like a fighter. You know, you gotta continue pushing forward until you get to where you wanna get to. Like, ain't no time to be partying, ain't no time to be bullshitting, ain't no time to be unwinding, especially if you ain't where you want to be at. You know, I speak about this often because it's a reminder to myself. You feel me? Because I go back and I listen to these, I listen to myself. Shit, yeah, I listen to my podcast and I listen to this shit I say, and I try to become better. You feel me? I try to become better with how I express myself. Better with how I carry myself. You know, I just try to be better overall. I'm just trying to be a better man. So, you know, as a man, I speak sometimes and I sound uneducated. And, you know, And it's just because of a lot of this shit I picked up from, you know, hanging in the streets, hanging with my friends, picking up their slang, their language. Shit you learn, and it becomes a habit of speaking, of carrying yourself in that manner. It just becomes a bad habit that eventually, you know, you start realizing that you gotta change. No one's perfect. You feel me? And I ain't gonna sit here and act like I'm perfect, cause I know I'm not. You feel me? I have problems with myself, and I still feel like I haven't reached my full potential yet. And I still feel like I'm getting it. I still feel like I haven't fully gotten it yet. Like, I don't know what my purpose, and I don't shit. I wish I knew. I wish I could say now I knew what my purpose of living was for. You feel me? And I'm not saying that to say, oh, I'm gonna do something crazy, but I'm just saying it. You feel me? Everybody has a purpose of life. Everybody has a talent. Everybody's good at something. You feel me? All I've been good at is boxing. So now I'm trying to figure out, damn, what I could do to expand that, to become better in that, to either continue doing what I'm doing or, you know, move away from it. But it's what makes me happy. So, you know, I stay close by to it. But, you know, it's, once again, I still feel like, I don't know, is that my purpose? It makes me happy, but is that my purpose? Is my purpose just to, you feel me, be a boxing instructor? You feel me? Teach people, you know, teach them, teach young kids and teenagers and stuff like that how to, you know, how to fight, you know, and eventually, hopefully, build a world champ. I don't know if that's what I'm meant to do. I'm still kind of just figuring it out myself. So a lot of people don't see me going out. A lot of people don't, you know, don't see me, period, honestly. And, you know, sometimes people will hit me up, old friends will hit me up, like, you know, how I've been, where I've been at. You know, I'm happy. I'm somewhat happy. You feel me? I'm in a place, I'm starting over. I'm becoming a new man, I feel like. You know, I'm in a spot where nobody really knows me out here. And it's like I don't feel the pressure of the world on my shoulders because, you know, back home, boxing was supposed to be my way out, and it wasn't. And now I just sit there and I look at a lot of my friends and shit like that, and I just see the position we're all in. And it's kind of fucked up because I finished high school. I got my high school diploma. After that, you know, I wasn't never really a school person, so it just never clicked to me. Like, I never had the passion for school. And it's like, I see a lot of my friends who did have the passion for school, people I associated with. And, you know, and it doesn't bother me and it doesn't hurt, but it's just like, damn, should have prepared myself better. You feel me? Because I put all my marbles into this boxing, and, you know, I just didn't plan it out. I didn't plan it out well. I didn't execute as well as I thought I was going to execute at one time. And, you know, it's not saying that it's over and that my life is, that's it. I'm never going to be anything in life. Nah, because I genuinely feel like 30s is when I'm going to peak. In my 30s is when I'm really going to start shining. In my 30s is when everything's going to start clicking. In my 30s is when everything's going to get put together. And that's faith. That's a lot of fucking faith I have in just the process and what I've been going through. But I do know it's not a time for me to be partying. I do know it's not a time for me going out there and celebrating and unwinding. I do know this just means I gotta grind. Later on today, we're doing an amateur boxing show at TKO Fitness in Cherry Hill. You know, if you want to come through, 1615 North Kings Highway, definitely come through. You know, $20 for members, $25 for non-members. We're going to have about 23 bouts. Well, it's going to be a good show. That's just me plugging that in. But yeah, you know, it's one of them things the older you get, you start to realize, like, I don't know. Maybe maybe it's just me, and I'm not unhappy, but I know life ain't about partying. I do know that. I know life ain't always about celebrating and having a good time and, you know, turning up, you know, because that's a distraction. So anybody can say what they want. All that shit is a distraction. You feel me? All that is a distraction. You feel me? I can understand, you know, here and there, maybe once or twice every so often, but it's like, people want to make going out like a weekend thing, all every weekend type shit, and that's just not me. That's just not the type of person I am. That's not the type of person I was raised. I was raised to be, and I did a lot of that partying shit when I was 16. All that shit is out of my system. That shit, I was done with that shit when I was maybe 24, 25. So I'm partied out. So I'm cool. But, you know, this is just me rambling on. This is just me rambling on pretty much to say what you've been listening to this whole time. Is, you know, don't look at today as just the weekend time to cut loose. You know, just know where you're at. And if you're happy, all power to you. Go cut loose. Have a good time. You know, if that's what unwinding is to you, and that's what you feel like completes you, then, you know, go have fun, have a good time. But, you know, if you're not where you want to be, and you still trying to figure it out like I am, and you still just, you know, trying to find what's your purpose, then, you know, you work, and you grind, and you try to figure things out, and push it together, and try to understand. You feel me? That's all I'm gonna say for today. I've spoken enough. I had your time. I had your ears for a while. I thank everybody, whoever listens, you know, for lending me your ears. You know, this is just some real talk. Sometimes I like to just let y'all know where my head's at, where I'm at, and that's just how I'm thinking. I'm thinking. Slow process. I'm thinking a slow process. I'm understanding it's a slow process, but I'm thinking in longevity, and my longevity is gonna equal out to success. So everyone have a wonderful day. Be blessed, and God bless you.